That was Don't Tell Me What To Do.
By Pepper McGee, Georgia Oatley and Sarah Sarah.
Off of the album Woman of the Night. Women of the Night.
Women of the Night.
We've got Sarah. We've got Sarah Sarah on the line.
So Sarah, you have to say it twice.
Hello.
Absolutely. Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Sorry?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, we lost you for just a moment.
Just a second there, but we're glad to have you back. So, 61, number 61, how do you feel?
Very tough. That was a really great night. That was a live performance that Wayne Ridley, that people might know as Wangers 88, recorded for us.
Wow.
Wangers 88.
That's great.
Yeah, he's an amazing photographer of Adelaide bands, and he started doing some live recordings lately. And he happened to be at that gig, and he recorded us.
Well, that's fantastic. That sounded like a great night as well.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. That what you hear is actually me giving... I had, like, a unicorn-shaped bubble wand that was, like, battery-operated, and that was me instructing... Yeah, I was instructing Piers from El Paradiso to wave the bubble wand around during that song.
And just really have at it.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Great vibe. Great vibe. It sounded like a good night. I kind of wish I was there. In fact, I'm kind of getting a bit of FOMO. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounded really fun.
Retrospective FOMO.
Sounded like a lot of fun.
It was at the Grace Emily as well.
Oh, the Grace. I love the Grace. The Grace is very close to my heart.
You're a big fan of Grace, aren't you? Grace.
Yeah.
The old Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should be able to start having live music back, I reckon, because restrictions have eased to 50% capacity, so from 25-50. So hopefully they'll have live music again soon.
Do you know what? This is my life hack, and honestly I'm putting this out there just in case anyone thinks of it. Why don't they just double their capacity and then when they halve it, it's just normal?
Yeah, just build a back room.
No. Just instead of saying, oh, this can house like 100 people, just say it can house 200. And then when they have to half the capacity, it's 100. And then it's just normal.
I like it.
See, it's a life hack right there.
The amount of life hacks that Albert comes up with that are just like
completely
breaking
illegal.
The law
yeah.
is phenomenal.
You need to release a book, definitely.
What's your recorded music like? Because obviously that's a very, like,
frenetic, live sort of
great
vibe.
Thing. Yeah. When you record, when you write, what's the process behind that?
Oh, no. The process, it just comes from, like, a feeling. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll write a nasty song. If I'm in a good mood, I'll write a good song.
Yeah.
So it's really not a complicated process.
So when you're in a bad mood, you write bad songs? And when you're in a good mood, you write...
Those songs usually go to the rip-off because I'm in the rip-off.
Okay.
And the good mood songs usually go to Lucy because I'm in Lucy. And then I do solo stuff in between. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, so you got quite a few projects on at once. What's that like writing for multiple things at the same time? How do you know the difference? Well, it's obviously you know the difference, but how do you...
You wrote them. You probably know the difference.
You figure it out. But how do you... decide where songs go?
Yeah, what's your filing process like? How do you organise them?
Well, no, that comes down to the different styles of musicians in each band. Like, my husband's a bass player in Ripoffs and he's got a really full-on bass sound, so therefore a certain type of song suits his bass sound. And, you know, same thing in Lucy. It's just different musicians suit different songs. So,
of course. Well, every musician sort of has their own stamp, their own identity, that they play with their music.
Every musician has their own music. That's a quote from Elvin Lewis right now.
Excellent. More for sport.
That's amazing.
Of course.
I also just want to mention that night was a fundraiser. We actually donated, it was well over $100 from the door sales, to a group called Seeds of Affinity in Semaphore.
Could you repeat that?
Seeds of Affinity, not Infinity.
Yeah.
Seeds of Affinity in Semaphore. They help women transition from prison back into the community.
Amazing.
And, yeah, they're a really amazing group and they're really calling for better social housing in South Australia, which, of course, doesn't just benefit people trying to recover from incarceration. It benefits everyone and we could all use better social housing in South Australia.
So, of course.
Every chance I get, I talk them up because they're real people doing real stuff. I'm just a silly musician writing songs.
Yeah, musician writing silly songs for an incredibly important purpose. Are they really silly songs?
She never said silly songs, Elvin. You've made that judgment and you've just said it on air.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call your music silly, but yeah. What I will
no,
say...
It's okay. So I also wanted to thank Georgia Oatley and Pepper McGee. Pepper McGee has started singing with the Dark Seeds now, and she has just the most stunning voice. She's a beautiful person, an incredible musician. And also Georgia Oatley, who I very much hope to hear over the next few hours, come up in the list.
Well, fingers crossed. Look,
we're not spilling the beans.
Spoiler, we're not?
No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What do you mean we're not? You've been briefed.
Well, actually, not too soon. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Not too soon.
Sarah, why Sarah Sarah? Why the double Sarah?
Oh, I wasn't feeling very inventive that day. In my real life, I'm a high school teacher, and so no. I my proper name when I'm being a silly punk, because I don't want my high school students looking me up.
Yes, so
I needed a fake name, and so I just went with Sarah Sarah. It was not, you know, my finest moment, but it'll do.
It'll do. It'll always do.
Of Circus in Las Vegas. So, you know.
That's amazing. That's pretty-
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Top 101. And thank you so much for writing such good music that we had no choice but to put you on the Top 101.
Number 61, exactly. Yeah.
Number 61. So thank you so much for joining us.
We wish you the best, and we hope there's a place in your house where you get proper phone coverage because it's been a little choppy.
Sorry.
But that's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Albert doesn't mean it.
I don't really mean anything, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the phone was
no,
bad.
I'm just having a laugh. I'm just having a laugh, Sarah. Take me off there.
Yeah, I will. He's going off now. He's going to go hang out in the corner now. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. See ya. Bye.